Do you remember the first time you figured out what a peperomia inflorescence was? Have you ever seen one before? Do you know what a peperomia inflorescence is? It's the flowering body of the peperomia plant, but plant friend, it does not look like what one would think a tropical flower looks like. It's not an African violet flower or a Hoya bloom. It's this spike that shoots out of your plant. And the first time you see it, you really have no idea what it looks like. I remember the first time my treasured watermelon peperomia threw off an inflorescence. I looked at these weird spiky things and had no idea what they were and had a moment of panic thinking I did something wrong. Today, Leslie Halleck is going to give you a very quick breakdown of what these spiky welcome additions to our plant collection are, and more importantly, what we need to know about them when they show up. So welcome, plant friends, to our first nugget of knowledge. Hey, plant friends, I'm so excited to announce a new mini-series that is coming to Bloom and Grow Radio. It's going to be extra content for you in addition to the normal bi-weekly episodes that I bring you every month in the normal hour structure. But this series, which will be a third episode a month, is going to be called Knowledge Nuggets or Nuggets of Knowledge. I'm still playing with what the title is going to be. But each of these episodes will be a behind-the-scenes look at the unbelievable university-level education that we're getting on a monthly basis from Leslie Halleck, our horticulturist in residence in the Bloom and Grow Garden Society. These episodes are going to be super short, and they're going to have a little nugget of education for you to absorb. And I hope it helps you keep blooming and keep growing your plant collections and your knowledge, because plant friend, even after 4 months of hosting the Garden Society, my knowledge has expanded so deeply with these lectures that Leslie is giving. It's amazing, and I couldn't resist sharing just a little nugget with you. And if you're new to Bloom and Grow Radio and you don't already know, I have a virtual garden society that is all about getting you university-level plant care education from an experienced horticulturist and a community of plant friends at your fingertips through our community platform and app for both iOS and Android. Every month when you join the Garden Society, you get an in-depth deep dive lecture from Leslie. We've had lectures on topics like plant dormancy, grow lights, humidity and transpiration, and upcoming classes like plant Latin and plant nutrition. And you also get really fun community calls with me every month where we talk about what plants we're loving, have plant show and tells, and explore the plant person connection. One of the things that I think is the coolest offering in the Garden Society, and when you look at the cost of it, it's really, you can't beat it anywhere else, is that you get monthly office hours with Leslie as part of your Garden Society membership. You can literally hop on a Zoom call with her once a month and ask her anything you want about your plant collection or ask follow-up questions to the lectures that she's given. So we call them AHAs, or Ask Our Horticulturists Anything. And today's episode, Knowledge Nugget, is actually a snippet from one of Leslie's AHAs from a conversation that I just adored between Leslie and Marianne, one of our society members, who had that moment that we all went through, right? As beginner plant parents, noticing that spike on our peperomia, not knowing what it is. But what I love about this is Marianne didn't need to have the freak out moment and the, you know, hour of Googling to triple check and quadruple check what the heck this was in my plant. Marianne was able to just hop on the Garden Society call with a horticulturist and ask her, and not only get the answer that yes, it's an inflorescence, but to learn what an inflorescence is, if she should trim it, and how to troubleshoot some other questions about the variegation in her peperomia that you're about to hear. Now, in this snippet, I just wanted to give you some context because you're hearing the audio and not seeing the visual. She troubleshoots her peperomia inflorescence, and then Marianne actually talks about variegation as well, and you'll hear her, but she's holding up two pots of the same plant. One is elongated and has less variegation, and the other doesn't. And her and Leslie troubleshoot how to get them to look good. So you actually get a two-in-one today. I'm feeling generous. So you're going to learn about variegation, etiolation, and peperomia inflorescence. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you can walk away from today's episode with one new nugget of knowledge to apply to your collection. Okay, plant friends, let's dive in. Marianne has a question. Marianne raised her hand.
Hi, Marianne.
There you are, Marianne. Hi.
Hello. Hi. I just had a question. I was just curious about one of my plants. I think it's a peperomia.
Okay.
And it has one of those big spikes on it.
It's flowering.
So it's flowering. And is that the extent of
that's the inflorescence? An inflorescence, right, has lot. So if you take your phone and you take a close up and then you magnify it, you're going to see tons of little tiny flowers. So an inflorescence has more than one flower on it. Peperomias are in the pepper family, like the actual pepper family. So pepper plants make inflorescences just like that. And each of the little seeds that form on it are your peppercorns. So it's flowering.
Okay, interesting.
Congratulations. Okay. Yeah. And you can, you know, a lot of energy goes into the flowers and seeds. So if you don't want them, just pinch it off, just snip it off. If you don't want it there and you just want that plant to go back to making more foliage, then you can just snip it off, or you can just, all of my peperomias are flowering right now. Oh, so okay. It's kind of what they do. That's what it is. It's the inflorescence.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. And one thing I noticed too, you were talking about the variegation. Mm-hmm. So this is the same plant. This one came from that same plant, and it's got, I don't know if you can see in my video, but it's
a little bit of variegation on it. Yes. Yeah.
So is this healthier, or it's getting more of what it
needs? Might just be, it looks to me like it's getting a little bit more light. The inner nodes are a little bit closer together. Hold up the two plants side by side for me. Yes. So you see leaf size is smaller on the other plant, and there's a little bit more elongation, and you're losing some lower leaves.
Yeah. For this one. Yeah.
Now some of the lower leaf loss could be because the plant is cannibalizing the nutrients and resources in the lower leaves and sending it up to the inflorescence, because that's what plants do. They'll reallocate resources from foliage. That's what happens to basil. If you ever grow basil and you notice when it starts to flower a lot, you start to lose lower leaves because that plant is pulling nitrogen and other nutrients out of those old leaves and sending it up to the flowers and the seeds. Phosphorus. A lot of phosphorus goes into seed formation. And so the plant will pull out a lot of phosphorus and put it into the seeds. So it looks like it's getting a little bit less quantity of light, and it's also flowering. So it's reallocating some resources. So if you want a little bit more variegation and you want the internodes to decrease a little bit and you want bigger leaves, then you could increase the light. Peperomia kind of falls in that medium light category.
Okay.
It can survive at lower lights, but you'll have a more robust, dense plant with bigger leaves at higher light levels.
Okay. I'll try putting this one next to this one.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah, by my big balcony window. So
can you document results for us? Can you take some pictures at the beginning side by side, and then like every couple of weeks, you know, and then just see what happens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, plant friends, there you have it. A quick hit of planty nerdiness with this quickie episode. Let me know on social media or in the Garden Party platform if you like this format. We've got a bunch of nuggets lined up ready to share with you. I'm thinking we'll share them like about once a month. You're always welcome to join us in the Virtual Garden Society. There's so much more. If you want to get coaching like this from Leslie on your personal plant care problems, if you are interested in these amazing lectures, all of the recordings of the previous lectures that I had mentioned on seed starting, transpiration, humidity, dormancy, grow lights, those are also available for replay in the platform. So you can start binging the minute you join and making this the best year of plant parenthood yet. I know I've been talking a lot about the Garden Society lately, plant friends, but I'm really just so passionate about it. I created it because I remember my first couple of years as a plant lady where I had so many questions and so much curiosity around the why behind our plant care practices. I wanted to dive deeper and really understand. And as an adult, it was fun to try and take the science classes that helped me learn. But those science classes that I was able to take at universities are not accessible to everyone from a cost perspective. And that's why I created this Garden Society, to make it affordable for people to get high quality plant care education that isn't breaking the bank. A year subscription to the Garden Society, 12 months, is less than like one university level plant care class. I was lucky enough when I was starting out that I got to interview experts, you know, for the podcast. So I got to source people, but I still made so many mistakes and I still had so many misunderstandings when I was starting out. So I hope this Garden Society can help our community grow and achieve the greatest plant parent potential they can achieve. So anyway, the links are in the bio if you want to join us. And if not, I hope you enjoyed this conversation and that you learned one thing about peperomia inflorescence or variegation. And until next time, plant friends, keep blooming and keep growing. plan friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.